possible at this time. I believe we have Coach Bennett is on the line with Lexington County. They have a sports proposal that they would like to share with us. Coach Bennett, can you hear me? Are you with me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. There's a few things here before we get started. Before we begin, I need to read the following statement to you. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the High School League posted and provided notices of this hearing and stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to South Carolina Code Section 30-4-60, every meeting of all public bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in South Carolina Code 30-4-70 is at issue, unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or release of an employee, a student, or person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to a public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open or closed session?
Open is fine.
The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask you, Coach, to please state what your appeal request is.
Our request is for the executive committee to alter the sports seasons based on safety of the student athletes and coaches.
Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? Hearing none, if there are no questions by the school or committee members, you may present your appeal, Coach, at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. You may introduce anybody you may have with you or begin, either way.
Chairman Tootin, Executive Committee, Commissioner Singleton, great state of South Carolina. Our request is that we alter the sports seasons for the safety of our student athletes and coaches. And our superintendent, Dr. Greg Little, a former SCAAA Superintendent of the Year, is going to carry on our presentation.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for the opportunity to come and speak with you today. As Coach Bennett talked about, our proposal is really about altering our sports season with safety as our number one priority. As we thought about our plan that you have before you, we really had four major considerations. One, we felt like any plan we would create and any plan that needed to go forward had to make sure we minimize exposure for risk for both our students and coaches. Like you, safety is always our number one priority, and we feel like the proposal before you today makes safety a priority. Secondly, when we were thinking about this plan, we asked ourselves the question, what sports could put together the best safety plan with such a short window of time for planning and preparation, number one, and then you add on top the addition of the uncertainty surrounding COVID-19. So for example, if I'm looking at my calendar correctly, we're on July 15th. We're 2 weeks away from the traditional beginning of the athletic calendar in South Carolina. And even the conversations you had before I began, we're still having conversations about whether or not we can wear a football helmet in a workout or not. And so which sports, again, to go back, we believe that the low to moderate risk sports can begin now because they are best equipped to create clear and actionable plans for safety. Higher risk sports will take much more planning and modification to get off the ground. Along with that, not only do we want to minimize the safety risk for our students, we also want to maximize the chance for every sport to be represented on the athletic calendar. We do not want a repeat of the spring where our seniors were not able to compete in their high school season, that final season. I was a former coach myself. My heart really went out to those student athletes who had put so much time and energy and effort into their sport, only to have them not have that final moment in the sun with their senior teammates, many of which they had grown up with. And that's something that we don't want to see as a repeat of this year. And we also wanted to make sure, when we looked at our considerations, we wanted to make sure that our multi-sport athletes would have an opportunity to play more than one sport, and you wouldn't be asking coaches and our student athletes to choose between sports, especially in our smaller schools that often share many of those athletes. So those were the considerations that we felt we had to have in any proposal moving forward, and we believe that the proposal you have before you does that. In addition, I know on your agenda it talks about the Lexington County School District 1 plan, but we've also presented this to 89 administrators, coaches, and athletic directors from across the state and made modifications based upon their feedback. So while it talks about the Lexington 1 plan, this is really a plan that has had lots of feedback with other people before we brought it forward to you. So again, the plan in the concept of our plan is moving low to moderate risk sports to the fall and moderate to high risk sports in the spring. That's really the overarching thing. You'll also notice in the plan 4 10-week seasons. That allows you to have maximum flexibility throughout the year and to make sure all the sports are represented. Now, we certainly defer to your expertise. If you're looking at the plan right now and you believe girls tennis or something along those lines needs to be moved to another spot on the calendar, we certainly defer to your expertise. But what we have presented for you, again, is a well thought out with lots of feedback opportunities for how you could arrange from low to high risk throughout the course of the year. One of the things that I would really like the executive committee to consider, if we start with high risk sports now, so the highest risk sport we would start at the moment would be football. And if we start a high risk sports now, we are really running, there's a greater chance that we're going to have to stop or cancel play in the event that we have another surge. And we would risk ending that season prematurely. And we might even risk the other sports that are taking place also to end prematurely as well. My daughter I have a 10-year-old and she's a softball player, and sports are already being played throughout South Carolina, softball, baseball, tennis, golf. And I believe with some modifications, if we took those sports now and made some slight modifications, we could get started within the next few weeks of those seasons getting off the ground. Now, so again, you see the low to high modifications, but then you also see that the 10-week season, and then the third part of our plan is really we would begin in September. Again, the September start day we think is important. It does a number of things for us. It gets us through this spike that we're currently seeing in COVID-19. It does allow time for scheduling issues that may arise because we've switched seasons, opportunities for athletes to recondition. We've talked about preparing, the schedule and officials and all the things that coaches have to get done, as well as it allows districts who may not be starting until after Labor Day, because that's another element of this. If they're not starting until after Labor Day, they would increase their likelihood to participate. And we want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to participate and every sport is represented. So really, in summary, again, I'm going to be brief today. We believe in the importance of high school sports here in Lexington 1. We believe it's important to have a plan that minimizes exposure, maximizes opportunities to play, and we feel that this plan provides the greatest opportunity for that athletic calendar. And by allowing lower-risk sports to start now, we can demonstrate to our public and to our communities that we can start playing and that we can do so in a safe fashion. You know, again, as a former coach, I believe students learn lifelong lessons by participating in sports. And what I don't want to allow is this temporary problem to have such an impact on these students for the rest of their lives. These are unprecedented times. It calls for us to think outside the box. It demands us to think outside the box. And we realize this is not permanent, but we do believe this is the best of an untenable situation. And so the plan before you, we believe, represents a clear path forward for sports in the 2020-2021 school year. And we are certainly able to tackle any questions that you might have.
Okay. Dr. Little, Coach Bennett, do you feel you've had the opportunity to present all necessary information for your appeal?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. At this time, we would open the floor for any committee questions for Coach Bennett or Dr. Little.
Yes, Tony Folk, I got a question. So, after what you just said, are you saying to delay football season until the later and just do softball and baseball and tennis and golf?
Yes, sir. So, if you look at our calendar, what we are proposing is those lower to moderate risk sports in the fall, so tennis, golf, softball, baseball, cross country, or whatever else in the fall, and swimming. And then football, we push back until the spring or the winter or the early winter or winter spring season, and wrestling back, push wrestling, cheer, boys lacrosse, and wrestling all to the spring. Those are the highest risk sports. And then other moderate risk sports as well, you push back to the winter or late first semester, early second semester is really what I'm trying to tell you. Because again, those sports, the modifications that we're going to have to do to play those sports are not very much. Again, lots of those sports are currently already taking place in South Carolina. It would not take a lot for us to put, a mask on a third base coach or do some social distancing within a dugout. Those are fairly easy things that we can put together in terms of a safety plan, and those sports can have their moment in the sun. If we start with high-risk sports right now, we really run the risk of that sport being canceled or postponed. And again, the likelihood that we're going to play a high risk sport here in the moment without significant modification, I think is really being quite optimistic. Again, I'm going to refer to the conversation that I just heard. We're not even ready for football players to put on helmets to work out in on July the 15th. We're nowhere close to being prepared for those high risk sports at the moment.
Thank you, Mr. Case.
Yes. My question is, when you put this plan together, did you get any feedback or input from the auxiliary organizations and the sports that would be affected in a possible move of this being something that would drastically change the current model of sports here in South Carolina? So my question is, have you or did you, in putting this plan together, speak with the auxiliary organizations to see if they supported the possibility of moving from the spring to the fall or the switches that you are proposing within your plan?
I'm gonna let Coach Bennett tackle that one, if you don't mind, Mr. Cave.
Yeah, we've talked with baseball coaches, softball coaches, and I think what's happened initially, they were worried about if we went in the fall and it got banged, would they miss again? But no, the great thing about baseball, softball, they're playing now. They can play in the fall if something did happen, and they could move to spring too. This plan has four seasons, fall, winter, spring one, and spring two. And so the baseball coaches are really coming around because they see there are two chances for them to get their season in. And it would be the premier sport of the fall. So yes, we've reached out to those coaches. We've talked to ADs. One issue was about volleyball. The bigger schools want to keep it in the fall, but what happens there, they talk about club, and I would like to share this. Club ball is well and good, but club ball should adjust to our high school league sports. I feel that, and will always feel that. They can adjust. If you're at a Barnwell High, Blackville Hill, Chiral High, North Central, we do not need volleyball and softball in the same season. They share those student athletes. We've got to find a way, as Dr. Little said earlier, to give them multiple chances, the multiple sport athletes, to play more than having two sports in the same season. So, yes, Carlos, I think those coaches are coming on board because they realize, hey, we We've got two chances. We've got an opportunity in the fall, and if it doesn't happen in the fall, we could go to spring too. But as Dr. Little said, we don't have the money like the pro athletics, Power Five athletics, to do bubbles, to do all this testing. I think that South Carolina is the time for us to work together and come up with a state plan. And Dr. Little and I, we're going to take, we don't care if you take our plan, the high school league's plan, Horry County's plan, and you blend them all together. We just need a state plan for our state to follow so we get all districts on board. Because right now, with every district doing their own thing, y'all know it's like the Wild Wild West out there. We need to have a plan, and we think our plan is from low to moderate risk. Let's get fall going. Let's get winter going. Then we can go to spring one, and we can go to spring two. I know a lot of football coaches say, we need that gate. But if we had football right now and we had the virus outbreak on a team, it goes to this team, to that team, and it gets shut down. Our plan is to have athletics. We need athletics. Trust me, our kids want athletics. Our coaches and our state, our principals, our superintendents want athletics. And we need to find a way to have athletics.
Mr. Beasley.
You know, I represent all the coaches of South Carolina, and you know, I'm going to echo what Mr. Cave said with the involvement of the associations around the state in each sport, their input, because I think we all have to realize that all sports impact athletes in some way or fashion. And Mr. Bennett and Dr. Little, I appreciate y'all's attempt to come up with a proposal to do what Mr. Bennett stated. I think most coaches right now just want answers, when to start, you know, some kind of a decision to be made for things to move forward. And with the challenging times that we're in right now, you know, it makes it difficult to make good decisions that's going to be a lasting decision. But because this thing could change overnight, we've seen it. We've seen a slow process at the beginning, and all of a sudden we see that thing spike up in a week or two. And then most sports are postponing or canceling their workouts. And in a week or two down the road, it may turn the other way and start going down. So I think we got to realize that all sports are important, and the number one priority is safety of our players and coaches. The other question that I had to echo off of Mr. Cave is, you know, you talked about a little bit about the process of coming up with your proposal with 89 administrators and ADs. Was there any feedback from the association presidents in all sports?
Yeah, I know president of 5A is behind this. Shell Dula, we talked with Shell Dula several times on this, who's the chair of the head of the Coaches Association. And Coach Beasley, I agree with you. We need a plan. And if you go with one coach that might be involved with travel ball or two coaches here and there, this plan is about all student athletes, a way to have athletics. And it's got to be – everybody's got to be a giver, not a taker. And we've got to say, we're going to have to all give a little bit. We might have to move our season. We're probably going to have to shorten our season. Like in this proposal, it says 6 football games regular season. Well, our feedback from coaches has been 8. Let's go 4 home and 4 away. So we don't mind at all if the executive committee takes this plan and you work it to the benefit of coaches and our kids. But again, this whole thing is about, we can't be saying, we will never please every coach. Y'all know that. Most coaches, if you coach a particular sport, that's what you see, and that's what you're concerned about. This plan is about all student athletes, and as Dr. Little has echoed, having a chance to have a fall season that's safe, low to moderate sports. Again, if we try to do a high-risk sport in the fall, you know, football's number 2 behind wrestling. If we try to do anything like that in the fall, I think it's crazy. I think we've got to be a leader in our country to say, look at South Carolina. They're going low to moderate fall and winter, and then moderate to high spring one and spring two. Wow, why didn't we think of that? Because as we reach out to coaches in Georgia, Virginia, Tennessee, that's what they're saying. Wow. I called some college baseball coaches, and they said, we wish that that was being talked about so we could have a season. So I think, yes, Dr. Little hit on it. Unprecedented times calls for out-of-the-box thinking.
Mr. Cooper.
Good morning. A couple things in just looking at the plan, and I've gotten a little bit of feedback, and I think it's a great starting point. And so I want to thank y'all for putting something together in order for us to begin a conversation, because we do need a plan. And that is definitely a fact if we're going to provide athletics for our student athletes in South Carolina. One of the biggest concerns, and you brought up baseball and some of the coaches that you have talked to, you know, are coming on board with the second half of the season. I can speak from a 3A perspective and probably my 2A and 1A schools can also identify that we got a lot of coaches that are multiple coaches that coach this multiple sports, and then a lot of multiple athletes as well. And I think this is a workable document, and we can certainly look at this as a great starting point. My only concern with this plan would be the baseball and the softball being in the fall. I think right now, we all recognize the situation that we're in, and the fact that primarily every county in South Carolina is in a high rate of spread, which is going to make people make some tough decisions in terms of whether they're going to allow kids to travel to one community or not, whether to have practice or whether to play games until, you know, people, you know, truly can say that it's safe to do so. Baseball and softball, you know, have already lost out once. And last year, our spring sports really got a bad deal because they didn't get an opportunity to play anything at all. And the last thing I'd want to do is to put them back in a situation to where – you know, and I think that's the big concern I hear from baseball is, you know, we don't want to be in a situation where we already lost one season. Now we move us to the front of the season to where, you know, everybody's talking about not being able to play for a while, and then we lose another season. And then, of course, the idea of moving it to the second half of the year sounds great, but then you're talking about coinciding with other sports. Got a lot of athletes that are going to have to then make a decision. And, you know, well, I'm playing football right now, we're not going to go to baseball. And then you have a lot of coaches that are going to have to stop coaching football to make that move to go to another sport. So, you know, my suggestion would be that this document is certainly a great starting point, but maybe we can look at some of the sports and maybe maneuver some around to make sure that some of the sports that didn't get a season last year, we put them in the best situation possible to make sure that they certainly get a season this year. And then I agree with Mr. Beasley that I think there are a lot of organizations and a lot of different stakeholders in this that, you know, should be allowed to give some feedback and as quickly as possible and then tweak this plan. You're not going to make everybody happy, but put the best plan forward so that we can have a plan.
Mr. Cooper, I'd like to add.
Hold on, Mr. Little. With all due respect, sir, this is a time for questions for committee members to ask you. You've had your time to present, not cutting you off, but we're just in the committee questioning right now. Mr. Warren, do you have questions for the presenters?
Yes, sir. I had one. They had mentioned baseball, softball not losing a season because they could be moved. And I was looking through the plan. Is it outlined somewhere in there that maybe I just didn't see where if you lose that first 10-week period, all the sports, some of the sports, where they would move to, then you'd be doubling up? Or at what priority – in the end, if you just have to cancel certain sports, which sports are canceled? Did y'all have that outlined in there and I didn't see it, or was that?
That's not outlined in the plan, but that's certainly the intention to have maximum flexibility. That's why the 10-week seasons allow you to move things around and shift things around. But again, the baseball and softball, I'd like to say, you know, very much so, we want them to have their season. In fact, that's the reason we think putting them low risk and moderate up front allows them the greatest chance to do that, because last year they had to sacrifice their season. I think this is a way that they actually are going to be more likely to have a season. Again, slight modifications to baseball and softball, and those folks are playing, and they're playing ball. So, yes, I don't know that we outlined the flexibility element in the document that you have before you, but that is certainly our intention of the document, is to provide for maximum flexibility depending on what the virus does, because we have to have a maximum – we have to be flexible and agile in terms of whatever plan we come up with. I'm not sure who said it earlier, but, you know, what we thought we knew last month may be different than what we know this month, and what we know next month may be different than what we know this month. So we have to stay flexible and agile, and the plan before you does that as well.
Mr. Brown, do you have a question for the presenter?
I do, and it may be for the league staff as well. I'm just curious to know how school operations play into this, you know, this plan or any plan in general. You know, is this under the assumption that students are in school, you know, 5 days face-to-face?
So our assumptions that we made about this is that we've made the assumption that we cannot necessarily paint everything with the same brush. When we make a weather decision, let's say you have ice. We don't get a lot of that in Columbia, but let's say we have in Lexington. Let's say we had an ice decision. Well, we would argue that it's not safe for one student to come to school, or 100 students to come to school, or 500 students to come to school. In this particular plan, though, what you're looking at is that it's different to have a group of, I don't know, 15 kids come out who can be socially distanced, who can wear PPE, and can be outdoors to participate in activity. It's different than, say, 2,200 kids coming into a building at the same moment in the same day. So, again, our assumption that we made was that we cannot necessarily paint everybody with the same brush, because it's different to participate in cross country than it is to participate, say, in wrestling.
So under what you're presenting, there's no requirement that, you know, students actually be in school face to face.
Correct.
And Mr. Brown, also to answer that question, a middle school principal called yesterday and said they really like the plan, because if they're on AB schedule this fall with the spike of the virus, that those middle school kids would struggle to get back. So it would be better for football and volleyball and competitive cheer to be in spring one for the transportation of those kids. So even middle school principals have been weighing in on this plan.
Mr. Stone, you have a question.
Yes, sir, Coach Bennett. Good morning. If, say, for example, sports season, you're in baseball, softball in the fall, and for some reason part of the season got canceled due to risk factors, got moved to the spring, you say, but now you got other sports playing, would they have to finish that sport that they were currently playing in order before they played another sport? Would they be tied to that sport, or would they have to give up another sport and lose another sport, but based upon that?
Well, you know, that usually falls on, like we say all the time, the principal is in charge of everything in their building. Now, if the fall would move to spring two, and baseball, softball, they're normally in spring two, and you have those other things, like you have track, so cross country would come there. You've got your tennis and golf. We have the girls in the fall. The boys go in the spring, so they would be able to come with them. Again, the whole plan is low to moderate. Let's find a way to have athletics. And we're blessed to have a superintendent that knows the value of not only academics and the arts, but also athletics. And so that's what this thing started on a Saturday morning, just texting back and forth about doing the safest thing to have athletics, not only in our district, but in the state of South Carolina. That's where this plan came from.
Mr. Folk, did you have another question?
Yes, I did. So soccer and track, you know, they need to have their seasons too. Where do you put them at?
Right now they're in spring two. The reason is the National Federation of High School Sports, they rank from low to moderate to high risk. Now, if you run track and you're doing single events, you're fine. But when you start doing relays, high jump, pole vault, then you have the chance for that sputum, they call it, to move. But soccer is – somebody asked this question. Why would you not move soccer to the fall instead of baseball, softball? Well, baseball, softball is moderate to low. Whereas soccer, you have more physical contact, can be moderate to possibly high. So, again, our plan is to get it going so we have a plan in our state. And Dr. Lou and I said this, y'all want to tweak this plan and make it even better? We're all behind it. But we just want a plan. But there's a little more risk. There's soccer's a little more moderate to high risk than baseball, softball. Answer that question.
Okay, so who's making those decisions to decide whether it's low or moderate or high?
The National Federation of High School Sports. They've already ranked them.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. Any further questions for Dr. Little or Coach Bennett? Okay.
I have one additional.
Oh, go ahead, Carlos. Mr. Cave.
When you put this plan together and you were looking at contests and matches for the different sports, what was the metrics used to determine, for example, I think on your plan you have cross country and track with five contests in their regular season. You had football, I think it was 6 to 8. Did you have a universal plan or thought process in saying all sports will resume playing 60% of their matches or contests? What was the thought process? Was the thought process there in determining in the plan as you had it, have it outlined, the amount of contests and matches or sports? What was that deciding factor?
It's kind of, Carlos, we got in a room with Dr. Little, Chief Caldwell, Clark Cooper, Matt McCormick, myself, and went through and looked at what the full schedule would be and then tried to bring it back to a 10-week season. Flynn Harrell from Dorman even shared this. 2 weeks of preparation might not quite be enough, so if we need to tweak it to 3 weeks of practice – rather than two to get ready. So again, Dr. Little said this earlier, if the expertise of our executive committee, and you're an AD down there in Beaufort County, can take it and say, we want to go this number of matches, or this number of games, this number of contests, we're fine with that. This is just the beginning point that I think we need to come up with a plan across our state.
Any other questions? Ms. Bryant.
Yes, I was just concerned a little bit. I do love the plan, and I think our goal has to be to make sure that all sports have a season. It's too important not to. But also, I'm a little bit concerned about the track and football placement, because I know, particularly in small schools, we share a lot of athletes and there's a little bit of overlap there. We also share a lot of coaches in that. And I just wondered if there was any consideration of track in the fall.
The only thing about track in the fall that we looked at was, again, you could take certain events and when they're single running, they're fine. But again, the relays, the jumps, the throws, became more moderate to high risk. So again, if the executive committee thinks there are a lot of numbers involved in travel too with track, we took that into consideration. But with football being spring one and track being spring two, there would be maybe 2 weeks of layover, but I don't know how many schools have a certain number of coaches that are doing track without the football. But again, executive committee, we're leaning on y'all. We wanted to get this plan going and feel like you can take it and make it even better. Ms. Bryant.
Thank you. All right, any final questions for Coach Bennett or Dr. Little?
I just
Mr. Beasley.
Mr. President, a couple of things. As a former small school personnel person, coaching, when we talk about moving, also altering the season, a lot of small schools depend on some of the revenue sports to be able to fund some of the spring sports. And that could be a problem for small schools by moving some of the revenue sports out of the fall. Also, when we look at moving football into the spring, leading long-term going into next year, I see where football would end April 2nd. And then football technically has spring practice for the following year in May, and then right into summer workouts. So there's not really a break in between football for next year looking long-term. Those are just some of the comments I wanted to make by that, if anyone has anything to add to that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is that a question I can respond to, Mr. Tootin?
Do you have that in the form of a question there, Mr. Beasley?
Because we've discussed that, but I don't want to mess up the process.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a question, because that is something to be considered when looking at both of those issues.
Go ahead, Dr. Little. Thank you.
Very much, Mr. Tootin. The revenue issue when we were having the conversation about revenue issue, the truth is we're not going to have those revenue sports in the same way we would do if they're high risk in the fall. So if it's football, for example, we're not going to put 5,000 people in a football stadium on Friday night. It's just not going to happen. Now we might be able to, with lots of modifications, we might be able to play, but we're not going to be able to put the same kind, you're not going to receive the same kind of revenue in the fall that you would if you moved it to the spring. And I'm sorry, that was the revenue issue. I missed your other part of your question.
Concerning football in the spring leading into May spring practice for next year, and then summer workouts for football leading into next year.
Right. So the other thing we talked about by shortening the season for that, you would not be exposing your student athletes to a full football season in the spring and then turn around and have a full football season in the fall. And so shortening the season actually would help be a safety mitigation for that. And then we could work out the calendar how, you know, when spring football, or we could maybe call it May football at that point, on what that might look like. But we would be shortening the calendar to help with the safety of our athletes there. And again, from a revenue perspective, anything you're going to do in the fall, if it is not a low risk sport, you're not going to be able to maximize any kind of revenue off of that either. But that was not our primary motivation. Our primary motivation was safety, but we did talk the revenue issue as well.
Coach Beasley, we also said that moving football and having it in February and March, it's a temporary fix. And heck, we may love it there. I doubt it, but we may love it there, and you want to keep it there. USFL was pretty good till somebody tried to bring it to the fall. But I think it's a one-year fix, and we've got to find a way to have athletics.
Okay. Any further questions? Thank you, gentlemen, for presenting this morning, taking the time and effort